KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden on the closing days of the election included a comedian who said Puerto Rico was an island of floating garbage and a former talk show host who said if Kamala Harris wins next week, it'll be hard to accept.
She got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president.
Tucker Carlson, who once said he hated Donald Trump, now at Trump's rallies. Kamala Harris, meantime, was in Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Make no mistake, we will win. We will win. We will win.
Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early, according to the University of Florida. McDonald's is bringing back the Quarter Pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions, believed responsible for making more than 70 people sick, won't be on some of the burgers in some locations. This is ABC News. Quite a mess on a highway south of Seattle. Police had to shut down I-5 for several hours after around 45 cars got into a pileup. Investigators blame one driver going too fast in the rain for triggering the massive crash. No injuries reported. Optimism on the U.S. economy.
CoreLogic chief economist and NABE business conditions survey chair Selma Hepp says the latest NABE survey of business leaders shows the economic outlook for the remainder of the year remains intact despite uncertainty over the elections.
And the other thing that's really positive is that fewer respondents are expecting recession.
Hepp also says business respondents say firms are not passing higher prices onto consumers, which means inflation could cool even further. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Surfers to the rescue off the Jersey Shore. Three fishermen were knocked off a jetty along Avalon Beach. Surfers nearby used their boards to help guide them to safety and rode the waves to shore. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process could take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there. And he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-27. 42-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Waiwega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy program.
Good morning.
What are you calling this now?
John and Gordy in the morning.
How many times have we changed the names since we started?
Well, it was...
I'm sorry, I should have remembered saying, that.
That was the first rendition.
Yeah,
was
just because we were just coming show. Back. It's yeah. like continuing the conversation
right.
we had about 30 years prior.
Yeah, and nobody remembered.
No.
And nobody and the got
joke,
that.
Joke never went over. So then we call it the family show because, you know, people remember the family show, at yeah. least most of the people that aren't dead yet.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what you used to call it
yeah.
many years ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Those people have passed away.
Right.
we outlived them, and we're still on the air.
Yeah.
So now we have renamed it.
John and Gordy in the morning.
In the
morning. Why can't you remember
I'm gonna
that?
I'm going to remember it.
Yeah.
Could we put a big sign up, like a piece of paper or something?
You know, in our minds, we never went off the air. In our minds,
that's
the
true.
Show continued
yeah.
for 29 years.
There you
your
go.
Whole
that's a perfect
life,
way of saying it.
Your whole life is the show.
That's it.
The show is your life.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Welcome to our lives.
Well, I did the blog as a substitute for the show.
Right.
Yeah, so I've been just continuing this whole thing, this
yeah.
mess, this
yeah.
this craziness, this insanity covering the Republican Party who have drifted into something called the MAGA Party.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to more of that.
Yeah, I know.
Boy,
do
it's
we?
Been a pretty crazy weekend.
You know, I don't know why, but I thought I could fit in, you know, another review of Project 2025. Let's go over the details again.
Nope.
There's no way I could fit anything in.
No, forget about it. Just
I don't even know how we're going to get the weather forecast
well,
in. We've got so much stuff here.
Well, let's get to the weather right now.
All right.
Okay? It's 45 degrees currently.
Let's yeah. say we did it. Okay, there it is.
No. We need to know the afternoon high. Let's roll the weather roulette wheel around and throw the marble in and see what the actual afternoon high is going to be for today, Monday. What is it, October 28th?
All right.
Is that right?
That's
28th.
Where did it land?
It's red 45.
No. It's black 67, but you were close. 67 for a high
today. Oh, it's not the current temperature.
No. How long have we been doing this? No, it's the afternoon high.
I told you I was really tired. You know, I'm kind of beat.
Yeah.
Monday's just, I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah,
Sunday
what in
night.
The world happened over the weekend that you're so tired?
Too much news.
Nothing really. I got great sleep on Friday night and Saturday night, but Sunday I just can't get to sleep. Maybe it's just anticipating doing this fantastic show with all of these, you know, stories.
Stories.
The nightmare continues.
Sam had a very busy weekend, didn't you, Sam?
The last half of it, yeah. I Went down to St. Louis yesterday, and then I drove back in the middle of the night, and I've been up for around 22 hours right now.
Great. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Good planning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
would you go to St. Louis in the first place?
What was the point?
Well, Sophia, my girlfriend, wanted to go and see some YouTubers that she's watched for like 10 years are doing a tour around the U.S., and she couldn't go to any of the closer shows in like Minneapolis or Chicago or anything like that. Mm. She had some school conflicts. So we ended up going to St. Louis yesterday for the show.
And what are these YouTubers?
They're called Dan and Phil. They're British. I really haven't watched them much, so I can't tell you a ton about them. Yeah. But apparently they've had a very dedicated following for quite a while.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Are they a comedy team? What do they do?
Yeah.
What's their show?
Well, they're a couple, actually. They're a gay couple, and they weren't out until not too long ago. So a lot of their fandom, if you will, revolved around, like, I don't know, people writing about them and
speculating.
Speculating, that's the word, about that. And they're like a funny comedy duo also, and they do all sorts of different stuff. But
it's a male duo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you enjoy the show?
It was funny. Okay. I liked it. Yeah. I haven't seen much of their YouTube videos, but
okay. We've got we've got a cut coming up a little bit later on. The big controversy, the big story, by the way, you know, the attack on Puerto Ricans.
Right.
And our immigrants coming into our country, coming into our country.
There was a big rally in New York City.
You know what I mean?
I think he said it enough times.
Yeah.
Coming into our country.
Yes.
Right. And then we get that word, and now it's another word that, can we say it?
No.
Can we say it?
No, you can't say it.
If I say the word and it's spelled C-O-M-I-N-G,
right,
then am I okay if I say that word?
Yes, I think, yes.
Okay.
Somebody else used, well, we'll talk about it. We can discuss this during the break. You know,
comedians are very odd on the right wing.
Huh?
The comedians are very odd.
It's the right wing comedians.
They're just, you know, they're really out there. They cannot, they don't have a sense of humor. They tell stories.
No, they're not funny at all.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know they're funny. You know, they're missing their funny bone. Anyway.
Oh, we got that coming up later on.
I think we get it.
I beeped that, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
In the story?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
I don't know why. I thought, should I?
Well, it's...
John, you just have such a desire to say naughty words on the air.
You just want to push the limits. I get it. That's fine.
We're putting together a little song for you on that, by the way.
Does he know about this yet?
I don't know if he does yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're telling him now, I guess.
The S-word thing?
Kind of. Yeah, maybe. It has to do with that. Yeah.
You know, when we can start saying the S word, everybody's going to think of John Peterson. And that guy was on the cutting edge.
He was a real trailblazer.
He was a trailblazer. That's exactly how they'll be talking
about
me.
Well, it seems to be getting out there in a lot of media.
Yeah. Waltz is saying the S word all the time now.
Yeah, and instead of BS, it's that word.
The actual word, yeah. But they go together. Right?
Yeah.
The BS word goes together. It makes sense.
And the other word is sort of like dipstick, the other one.
Yes, right. Well, that's true.
That's, he's using those. I mean, if the politicians can use it in a public forum at a rally, why can't
we should
use
be
it?
Able to play it.
Yeah.
I suppose maybe we can play it.
I don't
know. It's an actuality. It's a voicer. It's something we could
something
drop
they
in.
Say. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar as we continue the discussion today. Let's shift gears.
We're not
going to
change policy yet. Working on it.
Is it National First Responders Day or is it not? Is it National Internal Medicine Day or not? Is it National Chocolate Day or not?
It's not Chocolate Day.
Is it National Venetian Blinds Day or not?
It's not Chocolate.
It is National Chocolate Day.
It is.
It's
every day is National Chocolate Day.
No, today is the real one. This is This is it today.
Oh, God.
Sam, do you have a guess?
Where in the world did you come up with a Venetian blind?
I looked
stick?
Over to the left, and there were some blinds on the window. You don't think it's that day, huh?
No, I do
well,
not.
Well, you were right.
All right.
You got a shiny new dime. Okay. It's National First Responders Day. We salute the national, first responders yeah. who are out there every day, quickly and efficiently responding to emergencies all over the place. First responders dedicate their lives to saving lives. They're the people who also run toward a crisis when the rest of the world flees. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 4.6 million career and volunteer first responders support the communities where they live. 4.6 million first responders out there.
Anybody have a taser? I need a taser this morning.
What, for yourself?
I'm just not waking up.
Well, I'm not either. You know, I backed way off of the coffee.
Oh, yes, you have to.
Since
yeah.
I've got my heart yeah. now giving me problems.
You know, you just got to switch to some other stimulant other than caffeine.
No. What would that be?
Yeah, what? Like what?
I don't know. Let your mind run free.
No, that's okay. Let's move on. You know, he said I could have one or two cups of coffee today. But
see,
it's
that
hard.
Works.
Yeah, but still.
Even if the cups are like 16 ounce.
No, it's not.
We got to get you some of the original recipe Coca-Cola, the stuff that still had cocaine in
cocaine.
It. Yeah.
I don't think they make that anymore.
Here's the thing. You know, they're trying to keep you away from caffeine. You know?
Right.
No matter what form you have it in, it's yeah. still caffeine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you really can't have it.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's in soda. You know, you can have that.
You don't drink soda anyway.
Nah, not very often.
Yeah.
Very, very rarely.
Yeah, it's soda pop. You know, no one drinks that when you're older.
No. No. It's National Internal Medicine Day. Recognizes the impact of approximately 300,000 internal medicine physicians today. They're also known as internists. They're the cornerstone of comprehensive health care, and we salute them all today. Okay.
It was always confusing to me, right?
Why?
Internist sounds like an intern.
Yeah, sounds
and
like
I thought, geez, I don't know. This guy's just starting out.
Yeah, he just showed up.
I don't want
yesterday.
To be my doctor. Yeah. But I've always had internal doctors.
Yeah, internists.
Yeah. I've always had them. So.
Yeah.
But that shortened abbreviation of an internist is just misleading.
It is. It's National Chocolate Day, recognizing the world's favorite taste. While many specific chocolate-related holidays exist throughout the year, boy, don't we know that, there are a lot of chocolate days, it seems like.
Sure
but this
are.
Is actually the National Chocolate Day, celebrating all things chocolate. It is America's lasting favorite flavor.
All right.
Yay. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Who prefers the dark chocolate? Do we get into the dark chocolates?
I actually really like
when we start losing our taste buds.
I like dark chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean when you start losing your taste buds?
Well, your tastes change over time.
Yeah, your tastes change.
Well, right. Like from when
so
you're
you need
a
more
kid
adventurous
to
taste treats.
Dark chocolate is an adventurous taste.
Well, it is. It's a very sharp taste. It's, you know, it's a bitterish.
I don't
taste.
Personally like it, but I know plenty of
See?
People my
See,
age.
See, Mr. Gen Z
But I know
like
plenty
it.
Of people my age who do like it.
It's better nutritionally.
Yeah, it's got way less sugar in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Way less milk.
Do we have anything on the history books?
We do.
Open up the history book. See how much dust.
All right, let's
there.
See
Got
what
it?
That does.
Yeah, I'm just running out of time here.
All right.
Is well, that it?
Okay.
Those were the only days?
How much dust.
That's it for the days.
That's it for the what?
That's it for the national days.
Really?
Yes.
I thought we had more.
No, we don't. Sorry.
Could you make up another one?
No. We don't have any time.
Yeah, we don't have any time for history either.
Oh, jeez. All right, we'll get to all the history and birthdays and all that stuff coming up. We're just getting going on a Monday morning. You're listening to John and Gordy in the Morning. 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
Wake up.
Oh, have some coffee.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important, and yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy morning.
No, it's John and Gordy in the morning. Why can't you get this right?
In the morning, okay.
This portion of the John and Gordy show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
I just want to mention that John and Gordy in the morning is part of our... Is it part of our background, or no, it's just on
just online,
right? Okay, there it is.
There, now you can see the whole
those driving in, watching X
Facebook.
On their phones or Facebook. Yeah.
John, how long ago did you come up with the idea to watch television while driving? Did you do it way back in the day when you had your little handheld TV?
Actually, I did try it. I did try it on the way into work. I wanted to stay connected to the morning news. So I would carry it and watch it. Of course, those antennas didn't work out very well on those little handheld TVs.
I believe it. Why didn't you just listen to the news on the radio when you were driving in?
But, it's different.
Not?
It's different watching your favorite weatherman because they're so good. The weathermen are just incredible, and the weatherwomen are just fantastic people. You admire them, and you want to stay in contact with them.
And that's
and
why
so
you
when I was
to
driving
that?
Along, I thought, I got to watch the weather. And but those handheld TVs were just god awful. They did
those
not
little,
work.
Those little ones?
Yeah.
They didn't work well.
No, they didn't work.
The antennas, they just didn't pick it up well.
What was wrong with the antennas on these things?
Well, you couldn't.
They scope out and everything.
They scope out, but the picture would just go in and out, all fuzzy, and it just wasn't working well. Yeah. You don't see those anymore.
I don't think it had a channel changer. I think it had a kind of a, just you roll through it like a.
Like an old transistor
radio?
Yeah,
old transistor radio. Yeah. I think that's what you did. It was hard to tune in.
Yes, it was.
And turn on.
Sam, do you have any history items today?
I do. Speaking of old handheld TVs.
Sorry, John. I didn't have any more with that.
I'll tell you what.
Did you have more?
I guess I'm a little unfocused this morning.
I think we all are. It's a long weekend.
Yes, please just keep me on track here, okay?
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Gordy.
One year of the show really does a number to you. For anyone who doesn't know, our one-year anniversary is coming up this week.
It is.
Wait a minute, when?
It's on Wednesday, October 30th.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah.
We've been on the air a year here?
Almost.
My God.
Almost.
We thought it was a bad omen starting up a day before Halloween.
Right, we did.
But here we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the history books. Finally.
Just keep getting all
today, that. Today in 1636, the very first United States university, Harvard. Harvard was founded today in 1636.
That's fantastic to know. Now it's owned by the billionaires, calling the shots, calling the education.
Mm. Great. 1636?
Way back in the colonial era.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Today in 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated.
Wow. Mm. That's great.
That probably flies in the face of things Trump was saying over the weekend and everyone else at his rally.
Pretty much.
At the Nazi rally?
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Maybe that's the statue they'll take down.
Yeah.
And put up a Confederate statue instead in the harbor.
They'd put a statue of Trump up, wouldn't you think?
Oh, man.
That would be it.
Lord.
He's the peace president.
Yeah. You know, you think about all these monuments that have been up there.
Mm-hmm.
Statue of Liberty. You go to Washington, you see the Washington Monument, and the Lincoln Memorial, and all these different monuments.
Luther King Jr. Monument.
You know, just, you know, you think about the history, and it brings back, it makes it real. You know, you go by the White House, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going to happen to all that stuff?
No, they're going to take it down and change the country.
Hate
to say it.
Is that in Project 2025?
Probably is somewhere.
Tear down all the monuments. What else happened on this date?
Let's see. Today in 1919, Congress, with a supermajority, overrode President Wilson's veto of the Volstead Act, which is what put prohibition into effect. Mm. There was the constitutional amendment, and then Congress enforced it with the act, and Wilson tried to block it. Apparently, he liked his alcohol, they overrode
every once
in a while. Thought it was bad legislation in the first place. Not just like the alcohol; it was just stupid to do.
They're gonna stop people from drinking.
Very true. And this is funny because I saw it just a few hours ago. Today in 1965, the St. Louis Arch was completed.
Wow. That's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Did you go into it? Did you go up the elevator or whatever it is?
Climb up the top?
When I was driving past it, it was like 11:30.
Yeah.
And
it's all lit up, right? They light it up.
Yeah, it was lit up at night.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been up in it once before.
Really?
I've been to St. Louis a few years ago, back when I was in high school.
But. And they put that up because it was St. Louis was the gateway to the West, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. It's still there. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you added that.
That's all we got.
Check
for
my eyeglasses.
That's all we got for history today.
Any birthdays?
We do have a couple birthdays. Bill Gates. Bill Gates was born today in 1955.
Thank goodness. We have
69 years old. Okay.
Have you ever seen Bill Gates' mugshot?
No. What was he arrested for?
Well, I forget exactly how this played out, but he was like contracted to run the computers for the stoplights. When they were first computerizing the stoplights in his neighborhood or something like that. And it, like, didn't work or something and caused, like, huge traffic jams.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure that's how it all played out. Don't quote me on
that. Arrested him for it.
Yeah. And he's just got this goofy-looking smile on his face in his mugshot.
He's just a kid.
Yeah.
Anybody, any other celebrities?
Julia Roberts was also born on this day in 1967.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
What was the famous movie then?
Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman, Richard Gere.
Yeah, we watched it recently. Still great movie.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Who's the...
Richard Gere.
No, the third character. The one that's... Oh, man. I can't think of the third guy.
Hmm.
He's in that movie.
I haven't seen it. Don't ask me.
We'll have to look up the cast. Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
You can't depend on me too much, Gordy.
Guess not.
Well, the guy is road weary over here, you know? Been up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can get a nap in later today.
Hopefully, yes.
You guys vote yet? I voted the last week. You vote yet? Do you do any early voting?
I want to do it right away so I could go on the air and explain the process to everybody.
It's easy.
You're keeping it a secret.
I'm not keeping
it a secret. I want to at least tell people how to do it.
Oh, come on. It's easy. Okay. 6:29. When we come back, Idiocracy on the John and Gordy Morning Show.
Fantastic.
92.7.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Canadian pork is coming south, and it doesn't look like the trend will change anytime soon. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a deeper dive into why Canadian pork's coming to the U.S. next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
It's not about the cost of production that's leading Canadian pork to the United States, but instead the lack of processing capacity in Canada. That's according to Stuart Skinner. He's a pork producer from Ontario, and he says producers have done a great job getting their cost of production down. Unfortunately, trying to build a processing facility, that's not getting more efficient.
I think a lot of processing expansion is going to be limited by the sheer cost of building infrastructure has gotten so high. It's very difficult to put together a good business case. We've got good costs on the production side, but unfortunately, like so many other industries, fail to add the value at the processing stage. And there continues to be healthy demand in the U.S. Packers down there want pigs.
Stuart Skinner, he's a pork producer from Ontario, Canada. He said right now they've got 5,000 pigs a week that are leaving Ontario to go to Brandon, Manitoba for processing. Another 10,000 to 15,000 pigs a week leaving Canada just to come to the United States for processing, and that's every week. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. A little bit mixed. We'll take a look at numbers next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Alrighty, on Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a half a cent to 187. 40-pound block cheese down another two at 190. But AA butter gained 4.5 cents to finish the week at 269.5 per pound. This morning, the November Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese up 7 right now at 2011. Currently, December corn is down a penny at 414. November soybeans are down 4 at 984. Currently, the March wheat, that's down 2 at 587 a bushel. And that's just a quick snapshot on what's happening with the farm markets as we get rolling on a Monday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlobe, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlobe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Tracy Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
I didn't know State Street was a trucking route.
It's an expressway, apparently, for semis. Something was speeding toward the Capitol at a high rate of speed.
18-wheeler was going down State Street at about 50 miles per hour, heading to the Capitol.
Oh, no. What's happening?
I don't know.
Could be a terrorist attack.
We got to go out on the street, get a reporter.
It was a food truck. It was Reinhardt, which is a big food delivery company.
Probably late, you know?
Yeah, probably late to
get the lettuce in.
What do we got in Idiocracy today?
We have so much stuff. It's ridiculous. It really is. But
and it's going to be like this for the next 8 days.
Lara Trump had a comment. You know, she's up there speaking, you know, for these rallies.
At the Nazi rally.
Yeah, it was just a fantastic speech that she had. And and I wrote it down. She said, "When he got impeached, we kept fighting. When he got indicted, we kept fighting. And when he got the greatest mugshot in the world, we kept fighting." And these are the high points of Trump.
Well, where do we begin with
another
this
reason
thing?
To put him in?
I don't know. You want to start with the Madison Square Garden? You know, it was a throwback to the 1930s there. New York City.
That's coming up next time. That's the big story.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's get to the Joe Rogan thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Trump claimed Wisconsin took liberties during the pandemic that needed legislative approval. Okay. I mean, we know that. Right?
Sure.
Okay. But remember, our gerrymandered Republican legislature, they took the rest of the year off and didn't find it relevant to come back in and address some of the pandemic issues that affected the election. So what the hell, right?
Right.
All of this could have been prevented if they just came back to help out. They didn't. They just let everybody flounder and extend this and do that and drop boxes, even though drop boxes were used years before. Let's play the cut, Trump's appearance on Joe Rogan. Okay, let's play that.
I want to talk about 2020 because you said over and over again that you were robbed in 2020.
Yeah, totally.
How do you think you were robbed? Everybody always cuts you off. I'm going to allow.
They not only cut you off. Well, what I'd rather do is we'll do it another time, and I would bring in papers that you would not believe. So many different.
Do
papers.
That another time.
Okay. That election was so crooked. It was the most crooked election.
Okay, but give me some examples of how.
Well, let's start from the top and the easy ones.
Okay.
They were supposed to get legislative approval to do the things they did, and they didn't get it. In many cases, they didn't get it.
What things?
Anything.
Legislative approval
for extensions of the voting, for voting earlier, for this,
right.
All different things. By law, they had to get legislative approvals. You don't have to go any further than that. If you take a look at Wisconsin, they virtually admitted that the election was rigged, robbed, and stolen.
We did?
I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present
are you going to present it?
Just give you one more before. 51 intelligence agents come up that the laptop was from Russia. It turned out to be totally false.
51 former intelligence agents, right?
They say that made, I don't believe it's this much, but it doesn't have to. They say I lost by 22,000 votes. 51 intelligence agents lied. They lied. They knew it was. It was Hunter's. It was from his bed. It was Hunter's laptop. They said it was created by Russia. Russia. It was the Russia hoax.
That's Marsha. Ooh. Russia. I know. It's a trip. You know, we did basically admit here in Wisconsin that, you know, we botched it.
I don't recall that.
I don't recall it either. But The thing that fascinates me, we've never really called him out on this laptop issue. Since Trump had no real platform at that time, I mean, we're all talking about 2020, no platform. They wanted that distraction, the Hunter laptop, as a distraction, as a critical part of winning the election. If they could just get people distracted and angry about the laptop just enough, they could, you know, possibly have squeaked by in the election.
Right.
And the laptop has nothing to do with Joe Biden. No. Nothing. Just his son doing stuff. And their biggest complaint about Hunter is that he was never qualified for any of the jobs that he took in other countries.
Yeah,
so what?
Right.
You know, the Trump kids were never qualified to do whatever they did for the government here in our country.
True.
But anyway,
but they were on the payroll.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's like Trump's recent outrage and visit to McDonald's, claiming Kamala never worked there. I mean, seriously, he went through the whole acting issue in McDonald's just to appease his base,
yeah,
who were just angry and frothing at the mouth. My mega friend in Milwaukee called me and said, "Oh, she never worked at McDonald's. You can't believe anything she ever says. She's a liar." You know, and of course, you know, McDonald's saying, "Well, we don't have any records way back then."
Right. Yeah,
people are in and out at our restaurant constantly.
They have a lot of turnover there.
They do have a lot of turnover.
Especially at the French fries department.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing was a setup, right? They shut down that McDonald's, yeah, and they didn't have actual customers.
The fans were in the cars going by.
Yeah.
And the other interesting part of it was that they never really took orders. He just passed out bags of food to the people who, you know, rehearsed with them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just what a tragedy.
I wonder who set up that whole thing with the McDonald's. Is that a Stephen Miller thing?
Comedian that appeared last night at the rally at Madison Square Garden.
The weekend,
what the heck? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, hey, let's have some fun here. Let's play a MAGA. This is great stuff. You got to listen to this. And here's just a little thing to keep in mind when you're listening to this. This MAGA had a T-shirt printed up with a dream that he had of the election, of everybody in the Trump family being elected president. Okay.
Okay.
The only problem is when he printed up that shirt to relay the dream that he had about them getting elected as president, he never said elected and reelected. Now, reelected is a very important part of what you're going to hear, and this is cut 234. Let's check it out.
I think you've got your numbers wrong, John. I'm searching around for this.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait. Which one are you on?
Jordan Klepper. It would be, let's see here.
Jordan Klepper. I thought you were talking about.
234. Weather
John,
today.
John,
looks
you need some more coffee today, I think. You got to get you bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
All right. What are we looking for here?
Keep looking.
We're looking for the MAGA.
Yes.
Wrong math, and that would be 235.
There we go.
It's right next to it.
Yes.
Okay. And why are you here?
Well, because 2 weeks ago I had a dream, and in that dream I was given this vision.
You had a screen printing dream. Your dream told you that Trump is going to win, and then Ivanka, and then Don Jr., and Eric Tiffany is going to win in 2048, and then Barron. Great.
All right.
But Barron only serves one term.
No, two terms.
No, that's only one term. That's 4 years. Yeah, actually, these are mostly one-term presidents.
No, you're not reading it right, brother.
No, I'm like 20. No, this is 24 to 28. That's then, 4 years.
And then another four.
No. These are one-term presidents. Ivanka, one term. Don Jr., one term.
What does it say for Ivanka? What's the date?
Ivanka is 2024,
and
2028.
That's 8 years.
That's 4 years. No, you have a four-year period year where somebody else gets elected. It doesn't say anything about re-elected.
Re-elected.
It has her getting elected in 2024 and 2028.
Your math is wrong.
No, my math is
just, messed up his T-shirt. The poor guy.
Man.
You know what? My wife, you know, watched this clip, and she said, you know, I just want to hug that guy as much as he's a mega.
Really?
She felt sorry for him. Yeah, really. Yeah. He was just very sympathetic old guy. He was just as cute as heck, you know, doing this T-shirt up and trying to get it right. And
now
actually,
I understand why they want to go back to reading, writing, and arithmetic. Yeah,
get
that right.
It could have printed up a little bit more clearly on his T-shirt, but you know, who reads the T-shirts anyway to the end? They're so long, right? Oh yeah, you don't want that. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one. The hate group. This guy is Scott Pressler, and if you don't know Scott Pressler, he has in the past been a coordinator of the March Against Sharia way back when we weren't going to have Sharia law in the U.S. Remember, he had organized events organized by an anti-Muslim advocacy group. So he was doing this for them, and he's not a nice guy. Anyway, isn't it funny, though, that a Muslim group is out there at the rally at Madison Square Garden endorsing?
Yeah, what were they there?
Endorsing Trump.
Okay.
Because Trump is trying to have peace in the Middle East, and the Muslims want him to be president so he would bring peace.
Ah.
Even though he has banned Muslims in this country.
In the U.S.
Your head just blows up and expands at this point. Anyway, Scott Pressler is bragging that he is now recruiting Amish voters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He claims 180,000, at least that's what the Post caption read.
Okay.
It's actually not 180,000. It's 80,000 Amish.
Okay.
That's the number that Pressler claims, but it's actually, in reality, if you count correctly, it's actually 44,000. That's half, and under 18 is half of that. So it's like 80,000 Amish, half of that is under 18 years old. And in the last election in 2020 for president, 3,000 Amish voted at that time.
Okay. My head is spinning with all these numbers.
Oh, but I know.
So it just keeps...
It's all the wrong numbers. It's, you know, a lot of people are underage, so they can't vote anyway.
So he's trying to sign up the Amish to vote.
Yeah.
To vote. Where's Weird Al?
No, I think that was actually an Onion headline like last week, is that Trump was getting out the Amish vote. And now it's actually happening.
It's actually happening. Yes,
it is.
Okay, keep in mind, not one policy idea is given as a reason to vote for Trump. So I don't know what they're telling the Amish to vote for,
right.
But let's listen to this. 238.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about why I'm psyched out of my mind out of Pennsylvania. Real quick, because I got 3 minutes. Joe Biden won Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. There are 80,000 Amish in Pennsylvania, and I want you to know we are courting the Amish vote.
Oh, good. Good for you.
We love the Amish.
All right. Yeah.
There are 20,000 Amish in Wisconsin, and Joe Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes.
What does that mean?
The Amish, if they are mobilized, could literally save Western civilization.
Wow, that's great news.
How do you reach them, man?
Wow.
They don't watch TV. Yeah.
And here's the interesting thing. Again,
interesting?
I'm not here to battle. That's not my intent.
No.
But the Amish, they get married on Tuesdays in November. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness.
They get married on Tuesdays in November. What happens on Tuesdays in November? And because we want them to be baby-making machines, and I want every conservative family to have 10 children. Procreate. Make babies, make Republicans.
Oh, God.
But when I go to the Amish and I tell them that they can have a private, secret ballot that is sent to their homes and they don't have to drive their buggy to town and go to a polling location and have that stigma from their community, they love the idea of mail-in ballots. And how epic would it be if a tool of the Democrats was used in order to get out the Amish vote and win and
ironic.
Donald J.
Oh, that's incredible. And by the way, the Amish church has a longstanding discouragement for voting. So you have to secretly mail those ballots in. That's what he's promoting. Do it behind everybody's back.
Okay.
What a good
guy.
We'll
keep our eye on that story.
Yeah,
on
Scott
Amish,
Pressler. Okay. Keep him in mind.
6:49. We've got a comment. We've got some comments from Michelle Obama coming up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, great comments.
This stuff. You're listening to the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy in the morning.
A tip of the hat to you.
Well.
What in the world is so funny? What set you guys off right before we came in?
John and I have secret signals that we give each other every once in a while.
We do. You know, I'm always getting the secret signal from you.
Yeah, you don't ever give it back.
No.
I always let you know what's on my mind.
I just don't know what that means.
Really?
92.7 WMTX. And yes. Man, yes, this was big. This is big.
We'll get to Michelle that in a second.
All right. Okay.
Let me say that, you know, it's 45 degrees this morning. People need to know it's cool. It's nice out. It's up to a high near 67 today. And
nice day today.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
John,
over to you, John.
John,
Peter.
I'm going to say it right now. You're not going to be able to fit all three of these.
I am.
You're not.
Yes, I am. I'm going to get
right
in.
Now.
You get two. You
Michelle
get two.
Obama
Pick two.
Came. No, we're picking all of them. Michelle Obama came out supporting Harris, and this is what you said about the double standard being used. Okay, let's go to that. Double standard.
So, I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little frustrated that some of us are choosing to ignore Donald Trump's gross incompetence while asking Kamala to dazzle us at every turn.
There you go.
I hope that you'll forgive me if I'm a little angry.
Should be angry.
That we are indifferent to his erratic behavior, his obvious mental decline, his history as a convicted felon, a known slumlord, a predator found liable for sexual abuse, all of this, while we pick apart Kamala's answers from interviews that he doesn't even have the courage to do, y'all.
That's right.
Okay.
And now let's get to Michelle Obama saying that the women need to have their men stand up for them. This is Cut 235.
Okay, this is a good one.
It's not 235 because you misnumbered the one earlier. And that was 235.
Do you have it?
Let's spend some time talking about it so we can't get the cut in. Come on, let's go with it.
Do we know which one?
236. Here we go.
Okay. To the women listening, we have every right to demand that the men in our lives do better by us.
Yeah.
Right.
We have to use our voices to make these choices clear to the men that we love. Our lives are worth more than their anger and disappointment. And we are more than just baby-making vessels.
Nailing it.
And if you are a woman who lives in a household of men that don't listen to you or value your opinion, just remember that your vote is a private matter. Regardless of the political views of your partner, you get to choose. You get to use your judgment and cast your vote for yourself and the women in your life. Remember, women, standing up for what is best for us can make the difference in this election. So let us use our voices in these final days to make it plain to the men in our lives that we need to stand not with Trump, but with us. We need them to vote for the only candidate in this race who will protect our lives. We need them to vote for Kamala Harris.
And Tim Walz.
She will fight to restore our reproductive freedoms and defend our health. Kamala will fight for our access to life-saving emergency care and maternal care in every state. Kamala will veto any abortion ban or bill that restricts access to contraception or IVF. Kamala will expand access to birth control and abortion pills. And she will do all of this not because she's a woman, but because she's a decent human being.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
She will do this because she cares about the lives of people other than herself. And that's really what this election is about, Michigan. This isn't just about what we have an obligation to say no to. It's about what we have the opportunity to say yes to.
Beautiful.
And we can elect someone who has the experience, the character, and the strength to look at all these challenges and still see a brighter day on the other side. Kamala Harris will see us, all of us. Kamala Harris will listen to us, all of us. She will protect our freedom. She'll stand up for all of our lives. She will have our backs for the folks trying to get ahead and those just trying to get by.
There you go.
And in doing so, she will usher in a new generation of American leadership and send the ugliness of Donald Trump and his politics back where it belongs.
There it belongs, yeah. All right. Michelle, just kicking ass, right?
Yeah.
And let's get to a few comments here. One is, I wonder how the Amish will vote since they have no photos on their IDs.
Well, that's true.
They are not valid for voting. That's Tom from Milwaukee. Yeah. And Catherine, of course, our program director, she gave us a little note here saying, you get two, John, like a parent offering chocolates to a kid.
Yeah, Sam was saying we only have time for two cuts.
So
he was right.
I guess he was right. You know, we ran out of time. Yeah. We have another great cut from Michelle, but
Catherine,
we won't be
rubbing
able to
it
get
in.
To it.
Yeah.
Yes. I know.
Okay.
I know.
It is 6:58. Right around the corner, we've got the big story of
the day.
The
big story, yeah.
That's right. It's John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.